Romans 3:27. Verse 26, to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believes in Jesus. Whereas boasting then, it is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. We will look at the fundamentals of faith. Number one, believe it in your heart, then say it with your mouth. Mark 11:23, Romans 10:10, 2 Corinthians 4:13, Luke 6:43-45, Matthew 12:35-37, Mark 5:25-34. We know that faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. So let's go back over there and look at that again. Put it before your eyes. There in Mark 5. So now, he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. Then Jesus passed over again by ship unto the other side. Much people gathered to him, and he was nigh unto the ship. And here comes one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet, besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come lay your hands on her, that she may be healed, and she'll live. And Jesus went with him. I want you to notice what faith does and how easy. So he went with him. He didn't even answer him. He just went with him. So Jairus is following. A certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, had suffered many things of many physicians, spent all that she had. Listen to that. She spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she'd heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Straightway the fountain of her blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Now, look at that. The fountain of her blood dried up, and then she felt in her body that she is healed of that plague. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that dunamis, power, had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? The disciple said unto him, Seest the multitude thronging thee, sayest thou, Who touched me? The woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had been done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. He said unto her, Daughter, Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of that plague. Whole. So she's, her body's healed. She obviously forgave all those doctors. Because faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. Thank you, Jesus. So, Ephesians 4, thank you, Lord. Verse 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying or building up, that it may minister grace to the hearers. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, for the anointing's sake, has forgiven you. And be ye therefore followers. Be ye therefore imitators of God, as dear children imitate their parents, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Hallelujah. Amen. And we must do this one. 6:8. Verse 7, with goodwill doing services to the Lord and not to men, knowing what whatsoever good thing any man does, the same shall he receive of the Lord. What about a prosperous soul? Beloved, I pray above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Amen. What does that mean? Help other people prosper. Amen. And be in good health. Amen. Even as the soul prospers. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. Abraham's blessing cannot be received with Thomas's faith. John chapter 20. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. After 8 days, let's see, verse 24. Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, or twin, he was a twin, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, we've seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. He made a choice. I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, Thomas with them, being shut and stood in the midst, the door being shut, shut and stood in the midst. He has a glorified body. Natural things can't say. He just walked through that wall. But yet he said, handle me, a spirit hath not flesh and bone as you see me have. Now listen to what he said. After 8 days again, his disciples were within and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, reach here your finger and behold my hands. Reach here your hand and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing. He made a decision not to believe it. Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe. We walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. So don't put him down. He learned something that day that turned him around. Faith calls things that be not as though they were. Romans 4:17 again. And we could couple this, and we will here in just a moment. Therefore, it is of faith. But it is the faith that has the full assurance and the title deed the title deed to the things hoped for, an evidence of the things not revealed to the five physical senses. Ha ha. Glory to God. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to that which is of the law, but that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all, as it is written. That's the key. That's the key. As it is written. The devil came at Jesus. Jesus said, it is written. It is written. It is also written. And the devil left him for a better time. Well, yes, he did. He never did find it. But he thought he had him. When Jesus, he said, the wicked one comes, but he found nothing in me. I have the power, I have the authority to take, give my life, take it down or lift it up. They did not kill him on that cross. Amen. It says he gave up his spirit. Amen. And cried, it is finished. It was a high Sabbath. It started on Wednesday night, not Friday. He said it. As Jonah was 3 days and nights in the belly of the big fish, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and nights in the heart of the earth. That's a fundamental. You might as well get it right. And it's okay if you start on Good Friday, but it was Good Wednesday. So start celebrating then. Amen. And I don't know whether you've noticed it or not, but rabbits don't lay eggs. Easter is only used one time and only in the King James Version. All the rest of them say Passover. Now, and we have close coming down to this. Faith calls things that be not as though they were. Amen. I call myself well. Amen. I call my body well. I call my brain in good shape. I call my memory good. Hallelujah. I call my hearing perfect. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm calling things that be not as though they were until they are. But I don't wait until they are before I praise, because I was healed 2,300 years ago. So thank God I'm healed now. Praise God. I'm 86. My body thinks it's 36. They actually did a biological thing on me about my diet, my exercise, and how often I exercise. And actually, when they did all of the formula and everything, it actually came out to 37. I'll take that. But I had to continue to say it. Continue to say it. Hallelujah. Faith demands corresponding action. The woman with the issue of blood. She said it. She believed it. She did it. And she told it. And Jesus said, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Amen. That means all of that money went away. It's coming back. Amen. Whole of that plague. Whole. Spirit and soul and body. For long life. The 91st Psalm. He that dwells in the secret place abides in the shadow of the Almighty, abides in the shadow of Shaddai. Amen. Yes. the God who's more than enough. That's right after the 90th Psalm. And I'll close with this. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. A prayer of Moses, the man of God. And verse 9, for all our days out here in this wilderness, says Moses, pass away in your wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told, for we adults know we are doomed to die soon without reaching Canaan. The days of our years are 70 years, 70 years, or even if by reason of strength, 80 years. Yet is there pride in additional years? Only labor and sorrow, for it is soon gone, and we fly away. And who knows the power of your anger? Who's worthy connects the brief life? So each of us number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. Now, this psalm is credited to Moses interceding with God to remove the curse which made necessary for every Israelite over 20 years of age when they rebelled against God at Kadesh Barnea to die before reaching the promised land. Numbers 14, 26 through 30. And Numbers 14, and the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, how long will this evil congregation murmur against me? I have heard the complaints of the Israelites and murmur against me. Tell them as I live, says the Lord, what you have said in my hearing, I will do to you. They're
covenant people. It doesn't mean they lost their salvation. But he just had all of them he's going to take. They griped and murmured about everything there.
Your dead bodies shall fall in this wilderness, all of you who are numbered of you from 20 years old and upward, who have murmured against me. Surely none shall come into the land which I swore to make well except Caleb and Joshua. But your little ones whom you would have prey, them will I bring in and shall know the land which you have despised and rejected. But as for you, your dead bodies shall fall in the wilderness, and your children shall be wanderers and shepherds in the wilderness for 40 years shall suffer your whoredoms and infidelity. And people have taken that as God's plan for life. And it never was. Amen. Well, you know, he promised us 70 or 80. I heard Brother Hagin say that. No, that's not right. You have to go back to Genesis to see what God said. And it's in the 6th chapter. That's pretty well close to the front, right? And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives, all of which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Amen. The New Living said, he is only flesh. Well, we are not only flesh. God said that, not 70 or 80. And I kept hearing that, and I kept thinking about that. I kept hearing Keith Moore teach about it and talk about it. And finally, the Lord began to deal with me about it, talk to me about it over a period of time, because that's a big commitment. And he said, will you do this for me? I said, yes, I will. But why? He said, were you as anointed in 1967 as you were in 1977 I said, well, no. In 1977 is when Brother Hagin called me out in the camp meeting and separated me to the office of the prophet. Well, he said, were you as anointed in 77 as you were in 87? I said, well, no, 1983 was the time, you know, and that's when we began here. But I fasted most of January in 1983. And the Lord showed me some things that are happening right now. I thought it was going to happen just right away in Fresno. Well, it started in Fresno, but it's happening now. But right on up the line. He said, Kenneth, I have anointings. He's talking about preaching the word of faith now. There are people that live a long time and give God the credit. But he's talking to me about preaching and teaching the word of faith specifically. He said, I have anointings, 75, 80, 85. He said, I even have a few at 90. That's only 4 more years for me. And he said, when you're preaching the word of faith at 90 and you're still standing up, he said, the news media gets interested. Then he says, at 95, you watch the cameras come in. And then on your 100th birthday, he said the place will be overrun with news media. I mean, this old man is 100 years old and he's still preaching the word of faith. And he's not gray-headed. Now, that's your business if you want to be gray-headed. I started seeing gray hair. And I said, Lord, now you can have what you want. You can have a bald-headed old man preaching the word of faith. Yeah, right? So I started talking to my hair. I'd look at it in the mirror and I'd say, glory to God, what beautiful hair. And the gray, no, you don't. No, you don't. Get out of here. No, no, no. No, I will have that. I will not have that. I will not have it. Amen. So I started, and you know, I mean, men are like that, you know, we're really vain. And did you ever notice this? Some guy look in the mirror and say, dang, I'm losing my hair. I guess it'll all go away. Well, yeah, well, you stand there and, you know, and curse it. And I praise God that I still have hair. Every time I get in the shower, thank you, Lord, for my beautiful hair. And I'll have more when I'm 90 than I have now. And I'll have more when I'm 100 than I do now. And I promise God I'd fly an airplane on my 100th birthday, and then that, as far as I'm concerned, that's it, I guess. Hallelujah. That's what this is all about, is to teach and preach the word of faith until we finish our course. Now, the Apostle Paul said, I have finished my course. I have run the race, and I have kept the faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
When you pray, believe you receive it. Extraordinary, unusual, provision. My only God. Jesus came with an assignment to destroy the works of the devil, to redeem us. And when the time was right and he came and he fulfilled his assignment, Satan had to stand by and watch it happen and couldn't do a thing about it.
Number one, don't use the word of God for personal advantage. Number two, don't you associate with wicked people even for the attainment of a good end. And then third one, never perform a godly act in a prideful spirit.
We praise the Lord. We praise the Lord.
They said, what kind of man is this? Shall I tell you? A faith man.
Come on.
He did everything by faith because it said he perfectly pleased the Father.
Join us for the 2023 Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. Register at kcm.org/swbc today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Today is Friday and it's offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Our foundation scripture is found in Galatians 6, 6 through 8. The one who is taught the word is to share all good things with the one who teaches him. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a person sows, that is what he will reap. For the one that sows to his own flesh will reap destruction from the flesh, but the one who sows to the Spirit will reap eternal life from the Spirit. We want to give you the opportunity to sow into the word you've heard and experienced this week so that others can receive the same revelation. As you sow your offering into Kenneth Copeland Ministries, we declare 2 Corinthians 9:8 over you. God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be, self-sufficient, possess enough to require no aid or support and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. Thank you, partners, for helping us send the uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. When you sow into KCM through your prayers and financial support, you are sowing into a ministry that specializes in using their faith. You are part of every broadcast, magazine, and website that delivers the Word of God free of charge to people across the globe. You share in the heavenly reward for every soul won, every person healed, and every life changed. Let me pray over your offering. Heavenly Father, you love a cheerful giver, and according to your promise, every good thing that any man does, the same shall be done unto them by our Lord Jesus Christ. On behalf of your anointing, your holy word, and by your Holy Spirit, I declare the blessing over every sower of this broadcast. All sufficiency in all things be made available to them so that they may abound to every good work. And I call their due season into manifestation and their harvest abundant in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To text to give, text the letters KCM to 36609. Together with you, we are sending the word of faith to families around the world.